here we are, Gillette Stadium, with Brett Young. Brett Young, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Let's talk first. We're going to get to the baby, but let's talk your new song, Catch. And the video is pretty awesome.
Thank you, man.
Kind of go back into your roots. Was that kind of like a true story for you?
There was a lot of truth that video and that story was built around. You know, obviously we filmed it at Ole Miss, which is where I played baseball. And it kind of told the story of my injury, you know, and so a very gracious young actor was willing to cut and dye his hair to try to look as much like young Brett as possible. Yeah. He did a great job. And we did cast a girl to try to have her kind of look like my wife. The kind of discrepancy there is that I went to Ole Miss and then I met her at Arizona State where she went to school. But we kind of just combined the two colleges into this one story.
Blurred into the story.
Because, you know, she's the other part of my story, which is if you want to make God laugh, you know, tell him your plans, which I say all the time. And that was not only was baseball not part of my story, but also I needed to go down this journey to end up in Arizona, to write songs, to end up meeting her. And so it's all kind of like God's plans are bigger than ours, you know, and a lot of that is true for me. We just kind of had to combine some of the stories together.
Yeah. And that the message does come up at the end of the video. And it's a moment where. Like, I thought about it. I'm like, damn, that's a deep thought right there. Like, do you still live that way? Do you still plan, you know, hoping for something? You know what I mean? Or do you just kind of, like, let it go?
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes setting goals or making plans is important just so that you have something to aspire to. I think it's more being open-minded about the results or the outcome, you know, knowing that if it didn't work out quite the way that you planned it, it's probably because there was something better. There's a meme on Instagram that I love, and it's a little kid, and he's like holding on to this tiny little teddy bear, and God's knelt down, and God's reaching out to take the little teddy bear from him, and he's going, no, God, please, I love it. And what he can't see is God's holding behind him a much bigger teddy bear.
Awesome.
And it's like, that's kind of it, right? If it wasn't meant to happen, it's because something better's waiting.
Right. And is that how you feel about your career? Like, say, if things went the way you planned, would you be playing Major League Baseball and not doing country music?
You know, I definitely decided to walk away from baseball before I started writing music. But it was because of a chain of events, injuries, and things that had happened along the way that baseball started to feel like a closed door to me. Yeah. And so I chose to stop beating my head against that wall. I don't know that I ever would have like gotten back in shape in my early mid 20s and tried to go walk on or anything like that. I feel like God made it very clear that he was taking it away from me before music even kind of poked its head in.
Yeah. All right. God's given you a whole new piece of life right now.
Yeah.
The baby.
Uh-huh.
What are you excited? Are you nervous?
So excited.
Yeah.
This is something that I've wanted for a really long time. My wife's wanted for a really long time. And then together we've wanted for a really long time. And so it was just something just like her and my relationship, my wife and me. Ours was a whole lot of timing too. You know, we met a little over 11 years ago, but our timing wasn't right until the last couple of years. And obviously, you know, my career being what it is now, it seems responsible to go ahead and bring a life into the world. Whereas had I been playing bars and restaurants six nights a week and then tried to get married and have a baby, it would have been a big stretch. And so the timing feels right. And it's something we've always wanted. So we're really excited.
I really think you're going to notice something. Cause I noticed when I had a baby, my first kid, you're doing everything for yourself up until that point, for the most part, you know,
yep.
You're still trying to pay bills and do that. As soon as you have that first baby, it's all going to change. And everything you do is going to be for that baby. You
right,
know what I mean? Like
right.
Talking about God's plans. I think that's just kind of the way it shakes out.
I really hope so. One thing that about this industry that scares me on a regular basis is you have to be selfish so often in order to be good at this. And so finding the balance of like when that's actually acceptable and when you have to actually, you know, go be a human being that cares about other
yes.
people. It's like, but once, you know, we're having a little girl, once she's here, I know I'm going to not care about myself at all. And I'm excited to have something come in and make the decision for me.
Wow. And I can't wait to hear the daddy songs from you.
Oof.
Too.
You might get a whole record
if we already had the heart pulling Brett Young before now, this is going to be a whole new level.
I'll just do a lullaby record, you know, which is 12 of them.
One more thing to hit before we go, getting on stage with Boys to Men. How excited were you? Oh my God. That's living through you in that moment.
That was literally, you've heard me say this, I'm sure, that was my first concert. Was Boys to Men and Montel Jordan. Back in 19, it was 1995 at what used to be called Irvine Meadows in Southern California where I grew up. And I was a fan of them already. I fell even more in love with them at the show. And it's something that you don't, it's one of those things in your life that you don't ever think you're happy to dream about it, but you think it'll never, ever happen. Like, why would they ever do? How could this ever? And the fact that it's now been twice with Boys to Men, and even one other time at my show in L.A., Sean from Boys to Men came and did like five songs with me at Novo in L.A. And so it's one of those things that I can tell you will absolutely never get old. I pinch myself every time.
Well, on surface, it seems like it shouldn't make sense, but it makes so much damn sense. Like, it was awesome, man. I love it.
Thank you, man.
So is the next thing on the bucket list then Montel Jordan? This is how we do it? Are you going to get up there and...
You know what? If he reaches out, we'll probably do that too.
Reach out. Yeah. Montel Jordan. Let it be born here. Brett Young, thank you very much. Enjoy Gillette Stadium tonight, man. 50,000 people going
to
be watching you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.